like the Labradoodle?
Yeah, she's a golden.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, golden doodle.
Talked with a couple dog groomers and people that own shelters, and they're like, they're just a pain, like, with, like, grooming them at least.
But yeah, she like, gets matted. We have to get her cut, like, every, like, 3 months.
Really?
Yeah, which is kind of more than I expected, but other than that, I mean, she doesn't shed at all, which is nice. Really cool. Yeah, she's, like, hypoallergenic or whatever, so we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
So there's, like, trade-offs, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's pretty good. She's still a pup, so she's a little hyperactive, but that'll settle down at some point.
Right? That's the hope, at least. And, I mean, I feel like that's how it is with everything, too. You gotta take the good with the bad sometimes.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
So. I like it, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Luna, let's go. She always wants to meet other dogs, so she just, like, freezes.
Because how old is she, then? Huh? How old is she?
She's almost 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not two, not a complete puppy, then, it sounds like.
Yeah, she's getting out of puppy phase, but, I mean, she might have another year of it, for all we know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Definitely loves other dogs.
I mean, who doesn't, right?
I know. Well, some dogs are like, no, I don't want to see you, like, start growling.
That is true.
She'll start growling just because she wants to meet you.
Yeah, it's more of a play growl than like
Yeah, I know. I know. There she is. Luna, hey, going the other way. Hey, I want to say hey to you right now. You're too crazy. You're too crazy. You gotta act. You gotta act right. And you can meet other pups. Yeah, I'm just wary when it's like cold out like this. I don't want her to like the other pup to run and then like someone gets slipping on some ice or anything. So
I'm just glad it kind of warmed up a little bit since yesterday.
Yeah, finally. Tomorrow's gonna be pretty nice too. I think in the 40s.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Man, beautiful sunset spot.
Right, dude. I was like, it's different looking at it outside compared to inside. Like, it's just like the color of the sky and the clouds and everything like that. It's just I don't know where else you can see colors like this. So.
No, this is definitely like a unique spot. So,
right, one of my favorite times of day, especially when the clouds are like this, dude. It's
you get the mountain view over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty fantastic. All right, Lou, you ready? Yeah, I was like, I gotta get her out before it's like frozen again.
Right.
So, a little narrow window of time.
I tried taking a walk yesterday, and it just
did you?
Not, yeah, I was like, no. Not having it, so
I had to go get groceries. Yeah, I had to go to the store yesterday, and I was getting in the car was enough for me. I was like, yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah, right.
So I'm not from like Michigan or anything, so
I'm from here, so I'm kind of used to it a little bit.
Yeah, not these negative temps.
No, right. Talked with a guy from Michigan yesterday, and he's like, yeah, he's used to this, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, he was like, oh, this is what we grew up in. Right?
Exactly.
Wisconsin, all that stuff.
So you guys are crazy.
I moved here because I don't.
Where from?
From Florida.
Okay.
So quite the opposite, but
do you like this more than Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been here like 10 years, and I was living abroad before in like a similar climate. Not as cold, but like dry, high elevation.
Mm-hmm.
Just loved it. So I don't like the humidity and the flatness of Florida.
Yeah.
That's just I'm over it.
I feel that. I thought I was looking at Florida or Arizona, maybe Texas. Like, I love Colorado, dude. It's just like sometimes it's my hometown. So
if you grow up somewhere, yeah, usually you just tend to kind of want to branch out at some point.
Exactly.
So because for me, everyone's like, oh, you live in Florida, you go to the beach all the time. Like, I went to the beach like once in the past like 5 years I lived there. Like, I don't know. And like people that like grow up here, I'm like, oh, you go to the mountains all the time, and they're like, I went when I was a little kid a few times. I'm like, they're like right there, you know.
Yep.
So I feel like it's just like, you know, similar type of thing, just different.
Yeah, you grow up, it's places. Like eating the same food all the time, or your first place that you work, like you don't eat food at that place anymore. I still go out to the mountains, it's just, it's more just seeing the same familiar sights that I see every single day.
Yeah, you grew up around it.
Exactly.
And stuff. But for someone coming here as like an adult for the first time, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Just so, I don't know.
And I don't know any other places that are like this, so it's...
No, Colorado is, like, the only... I mean, with all the 14ers and stuff, you have a couple in, like, California, one in California.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's nothing, like... I mean, the mountain chain here is just... It's unique, magical.
Right, so. And the seasons, you get 4 different seasons. It's not too cold. It's, like, summers are great here. Falls are fantastic. Winters, it's all good. Montana was the only other spot that I kind of thought of, but I feel like that's just too far north to where it's probably... It would get... way colder than here, But yeah. Like, at least you get the outdoors type of stuff, but
it's, yeah, I feel like it's probably the most similar state to this, like, just with the outdoor stuff, but mm-hmm. it does dip down. I've gone snowboarding out there a couple times, and I have some friends from here that moved out there, and they love it. I mean, everything they tell me, it's like they're biking out there, snowboarding, like doing all that stuff, and yeah. I was like, oh, okay, like, not that much different, you know. Just don't have, once again, these peaks are just unique, you know.
Right.
Could you just get some of that there, but not quite to this extent.
No.
But it's like more, you know, you have that, the Big Sky, whatever country they call it, but you just have more wide open expanses of it.
Because there's not as many homes, I'm guessing, out there?
Yeah, no, it's a lot more spread out and everything. But it's, I love it. Every time I go, I really like it. I'm like, I don't know if I could move there, if it'd be a little too isolating, but
yeah,
there's some Bozeman, there's some cool towns. So
I like it. Yeah. Cool. Sweet.
All right. Awesome, good chat, man. I'm going to see if she'll actually want to go now. I'm going to get back.
All right. Have a good one, man.
See ya.